Okay, we're back to Maaseiros Perikei Mishnah Hei. Halokeach Sada Yarek Besuria. So we're talking about over here is that in previously in Demai, for example, they talked about the lands which David HaMelech conquered, and he annexed them to the land of Israel. So they're called Suria, these lands. Suria does not have the same status of Eretz Yisrael as far as everything, since David got them before he conquered them, before he got Israel. Or all of Israel, it did not have the same status of Kedusha Sa'aretz. Okay, however, there are Isram overlaps. So here we discuss Halakech Sada Yarek v'Suria. One abides the fields of vegetables from a non-Jew in Suria. Im ad shelo balonis maisers. If the Jew buys them from the non-Jew before they actually the vegetables get to the point where they're ready to be tithed, then Chayev, the Yisrael, is going to be obligated in maisers. Mishabo la'onas maisers. However, if he acquires them after the vegetable comes to the point where they're ready to be tithed, v'reshuso shel goy. The commentaries point out that while they're in the domain of the non-Jew, who's not obligated in tithes, then pater. Then the Jew is going to be exempt from the maaseres, because at the moment when he was chayiv, those vegetables and maaseres, they were in the domain of the goy. Okay, fine. Umishabal onas maaseres pater, and velocate kedarko v'holech. And what he could do is, even if the vegetables increase in size at that point while they're by the Jew, they're still going to be putter for miser. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af yiskor po'alim v'yilkot." Rabbi Yehuda says it's permissible even for him to rent workers who can, you know, collect all the vegetables. And we're not afraid that when we say that he doesn't tie this, you know, we don't say he's not going to tie the field. When is this true, that if a person acquires a field before it comes to the point of maaseres, vegetables that you're chayiv, that's only bizman shekana karka, that you acquire the land, the field, with the vegetables, of bizman shelo kana karka, but if you don't acquire the land with the vegetables, im ad shelo ba'olanis maaseres, if before, even if you acquire them before they came to the point of onas maaseres, you're going to be potter. For maaseres, why? Because you don't have anything in the land itself. And turns out that your vegetables are growing in a land that belongs to non-Jew. Rabbi says, af lefi cheshbon. This probably means, based on Yerushalmi's understanding, that Rebbe's coming to argue on the Tanakhama, that even if you acquire it after the vegetables come to the point of Maaseres, still it's going to be chayev for you to separate a certain amount, meaning the amount that it increased while in your own property, while you're in your control. For example, if the vegetable was a third grown while it was by the non-Jew, so the Yisrael is obligated to give the Maaseres from the two-thirds that it grew while it's with him. Okay, that's how you give it. Mishnah Vav, ha-mesameh v'nosa mayim v'mida, meaning what's a semed? It's a type of drink which was made from the sediments, or the leftovers, so to speak, of the grapes, and it was squeezed down. V'nosa mayim v'mida, and you put some water on top of these, on top of these sediments. U'matza kedei midaso. And you find that the amount of this samed water, this liquid, was equivalent to the amount of water that was put there. So pater, you're going to be exempt from the maaser, because at the end of the day, these sediments or these extra shells of the grape, so to speak, they're not going to be chayev because they're not considered chashev enough, they're not considered significant enough. Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be chayev in maaser, because the reason being that you added your own input, your own effect on it, thereby creating it, you know, creating it partially yours. Matza yoser al kedei midaso. For example, let's say you put more on it, more than its amount, meaning that we're talking about where you put on it three-fourths water to one-fourth of this type of summit liquid. Motzi alav, you're going to take out the maaser mamakom acher, meaning even from the wine after, from other wine, other spot, take another spot of wine and separate it from it, lefi cheshbon, meaning give parallel to the amount you need to give, pick from another location and have that be the one that's parallel to what you need to give. Okay, let's stop there.